as you know, winter's here and a lot of snowstorms, a lot of cold. People start planning their vacation, and a lot of people like to cruise. Now, I know Dale just got done cruising, and I'm actually going on a cruise in about 2.5 weeks, so I thought it would be cool to do an episode on amateur radio and cruising. All right, so it's cruising season. As some of you may know, Dale just finished doing a cruise. I've got one coming up the first week of January, so I thought I'd talk about cruising and amateur radio. So let's talk about which cruise lines are amateur radio friendly and which ones are not. So Carnival Cruise Line, if you booked your cruise with Carnival, unfortunately, they do not allow operation of amateur radio. How about Celebrity? They, too, do not allow amateur radio operation. And if you booked it with Norwegian, which is the one I'll be cruising on, no amateur radio allowed on that one either. And if you are on Royal Caribbean, nope. No amateur radio allowed there either. How about Princess Cruises? They are actually ham radio friendly. And if you're on Holland America, they too are amateur radio friendly. And if you're cruising with Disney, they're also amateur radio friendly. So to recap, on the left is all the cruise lines that do not allow amateur radio operation, and the right are the ones that are amateur radio friendly. Now, just because they don't allow amateur radio operation doesn't mean no ham radio. A lot of the ship's captains and some of their crew are actually licensed ham operators. So get to meet your crew and find out if there are any licensed hams on board. You might be able to score a private tour, and maybe they'll even let you operate. And by the same token, just because they're amateur radio friendly does not mean you can operate ham radio. You're going to need to get permission from the cruise line. You're also going to need to get permission from the ship's captain. The cruise line will do that for you, but the ship's captain or master has the ultimate say in whether you can operate ham radio from the ship. You'll want to submit a copy of your license along with a list of all the equipment you'll be using. Now, once you do get approved, they're most likely going to give you a list of rules and guidelines you're going to need to follow. Obviously, you cannot interfere with the ship's communication, and they may even restrict your power limits. You'll also most likely will not be allowed to operate from any of the public areas, which means you're going to need to get a room with a balcony and operate from your room. You're also going to need to have the appropriate license to operate from the ship's registry country. So now each ship has a registry country, and that is where you're going to need to get your license. Now, if you're sailing with Disney or Princess, their flagship registry is in the Bahamas. Now, unfortunately, we do not have a SEPT agreement with the Bahamas, so you're going to need to get a license from the Bahamas. If you go to that website there, click on the licensing tab, and then go to the application forms, download the application, fill it out, and send it along with a copy of your U.S. license, along with a copy of your passport photo page, and send them an international money order for $35 to the address below. It'll take about 1 to 3 months, but you'll get your Bahama license. Now, I've also included their phone number and their email address in case you want some more information. Now, if you're sailing with Holland America, their flagship country is the Netherlands, and fortunately, we do have a SEPT agreement in place with the Netherlands. You don't need to do anything at all. If you are an advanced or an extra class license, you will have the exact same privileges that you have now. And if you have a general class license, you will have similar privileges to their novice, which is only 70 centimeters, 2 meters, 10 meters, 20 meters, and 40 meters, and you're only allowed 25 watts of peak envelope power. And for you techs and novices out there, unfortunately, you're out of luck. There is no equivalent in reciprocity with SEPT, so you're not allowed to operate under the SEPT agreement. So what do you need to bring? Obviously, the appropriate license to operate if it's a non-SEPT country. Now, if it's a SEPT country that the flagship of the cruise line is under, you can bring your original license along with a copy of the FCC's public notice in 3 languages and proof of citizenship, which is your passport. You're also going to want to bring along an extra copy or two of your FCC license and your foreign license. You're going to need radio equipment, obviously, and if you can, bring bill of sale for that equipment. Put a copy of your FCC license and any bills of sale and a foreign license copy in with your equipment, and that'll help get you through TSA. Now, if you want more information on SEPT, just go to the ARRL.org, and there's their address right there. Now, for some reason, a lot of the cruise lines don't allow you to use wire antennas. So I'm just throwing a couple of options out there for you. I know there's a lot more out there. But these Diamond and these Hustlers, what's cool about these, they don't require any ground radials, nor do they need a tuner. So that's going to save you a lot right there. And both are available at DX Engineering, along with most likely your favorite candy store. Now, on a personal note, that 4BTV antenna by Hustler, that's actually the antenna the guys strapped on the Braveheart when they were sailing to Amsterdam Island, and it worked great for them. So, everybody, bon voyage and happy sailing. Yeah, I can't wait to sail. Unfortunately, I didn't know there were amateur radio rules when I booked my Norwegian cruise coming up in a couple weeks. But I think we need to have our Ham Nation cruise. I think that would be fun. We could have some forums, have a lot of people. I think if we organized a ham radio cruise, maybe we could get permission to have stations set up throughout public areas of the ship. So I may look into that. And if you have any interest, let me know in the chat room or send me emails so I kind of get a gauge of if there's any interest for that for maybe spring of 2017.